Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Christina Carpinal, and I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Chronicles of a Fondle Woman. I just want to thank God for who He is and what He has done for me and my family and our lives. You know, I don't start my show off without prayer, so let's just go straight into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, I give you the honor and the praise for who you are, who you have been, who you are in our lives, and who you will be. I thank you for those who are tuning in tonight as you've brought in another message for me to deliver. I'd ask you that you decrease me, Lord, that you may allow your Holy Spirit to increase. Please forgive me right now as I am dealing with nerves this evening, but I realize that that's the enemy trying to hinder right now. But you know what? I'm just going to bind it and put it in. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to use it as fuel to put forth the message that you have for me to deliver as we talk about this very interesting topic tonight. I thank you for those who will be tuning in tonight, who will be the guests, who will be guests on the show, and those who will be chiming in. I just thank you for the shift that's going on in my life right now and my family's life right now. I just thank you as this new year has come in, as our church said, radical change, and radical change is happening in me right now. I thank you for this period right now as I am fasting and praying that you are just releasing those things, shedding those things that are just not needed in my life anymore, and preparing me and propelling me for what is to come. I thank you for Chronicles of a Fondle Woman, for birthing it, and allow me to be the vehicle and the vessel to reach all those women and men out there who are designed to hear the message. And as we move forward tonight, Lord, I thank you for those who are tuning in and those who are en route to do it. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So I thank you again. I just can't begin to tell you how much I just love you all for constantly tuning in and just being a faithful fan of Chronicles of a Fondle Woman. I'm sure some of you are already aware of my testimony and how this got started. But I have some new people who are tuning in. I get to see those who are tuning in from calling in. And those of you who feel like someone can benefit from this show, please have them chime in. They can call in at 914-338-1552. And they can listen in to the show. Once again, that number is 914-338-1552. 1552. They may also email me. Some people just love to email, and I love, love, love your emails, and I do respond to your emails. And you may do so by emailing me at coafwoman@gmail.com. That's coafwoman@gmail.com. Now, what I've loved lately is that some people love to tune into the show. They want to say something, but they don't want to be heard. And you are more than welcome to do that by texting me. Tonight, I'm doing it a little different as we move forward. You can text me, I want to chime in, or chime me in. And you can text me at 678-887-9441. That's 678-887-9441. And if you don't want to be on the show, if you don't want to be timed in, and you just want me to just want to text and tell me what it is that you want to say, you want me to read it, you can do that as well by just saying, just share. And I'll be more than happy to share what it is that you would like to text. Now, it will take me a second because I put my phone on silent when I'm on the air. So, with that being said, I'm just going to go into it. Everything glitter ain't gold. That's what I've learned in life. And where do I get that from? A scenario. Sometimes we have these false realities in our life. I'll give you a little incident. I remember I stopped speaking with someone, and they didn't understand why did I stop speaking with them. And when we finally got the opportunity to have a conversation, I come to find out I had an impression that they felt a certain way when in fact they really wasn't feeling that way. So I felt some kind of way because one, I disassociated myself with someone for no reason. And had I just went to them and spoke with them, then I could have saved myself chaos and confusion. And not only that, I took it upon myself it became a false reality for me. And I based my decisions, I based everything based on that false reality, which can be a very dangerous thing if you're not very dealing with false realities can lead to a bad situation because they can cause chaos, confusion, especially when you're starting to plant seeds among other people. So you have to be mindful of that. And it just causes unnecessary chaos and confusion. So we have to be very careful when we do that. Making something out of nothing and come to find out it's not what you've made it out to be. I thank God for grace and mercy and the opportunity of making amends with that person. I'm not going to say that's happened to me once. No, it's happened to me more than once. And I'm not sure if it's happened to any of you all, but I don't mind putting mine out there because I'm just a realist. Everyone knows that my show is all about real topics, real people, and real situations. And I could just say, put my hand up. I'm guilty of it. I've been guilty of that in the past. And what I've learned from it is if I'm not sure about something, if I'm not clear about something, I ask questions. If I'm not clear, if I have a impression or have I don't want to assume anymore. So what I will do is I will start asking questions. Hey, you came off some kind of way. I was feeling this and this and this. What's up? And at that moment, let's just deal with it. If they say, well, Chyna, you making something out of nothing, I would prefer to hear that versus moving forward and thinking, this is one thing when the fact is another. And we have to be very careful with that because that's called planting seeds and that's deception. And that's one thing we definitely want to be careful of and mindful of when we are dealing with people, especially if we're women or men of Christ. If we have to be very careful because that's character assassination. It falls into so many different things and areas that we have to be mindful of. Very, 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 very mindful of. And as we move forward into the show tonight, I'm hoping that you all will join in. I'm encouraging you all to join in and tune in tonight. And if you know someone who has experienced that or is going through this, and you feel that they can benefit from it, by all means, have them call in and chime in or just listen in. And if they aren't able to make the live show, they're more than welcome to catch us on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. So tonight I have the pleasure of introducing a very special lady who I've known for many, many years. And gosh, I'm trying to think how many years it's been. I think it's over 30 years, to be honest with you. But when I tell you, when you could have people in your life and you don't have to know them or you don't have to talk to them all the time, but when you talk to them, you just pick up from where you left off, and she's one of them. And her name is Miss Barbara. And Barbara, I know you as Miss Montgomery, but your last name, I believe, is Mathis now, if I'm not mistaken. A very horrible name. Forgive me for that. But I want you to just introduce yourself and as you feel comfortable, and we're going to go on from there.
Most definitely. Good evening, my beautiful sister. And
good evening. Thank you so much.
It's such an honor to be here. And I am so proud and excited for what God is working through you that's going to bless so many other people. And just for correction, because my husband will be all over me, it's Bennett. My married name is Barbara Bennett now. And
okay.
I love him, love him, love him. But, gosh, this topic of everything that glitters in gold and creating that false perception, that false reality, it's amazing how we translate things through our emotions, through our experiences, through our upbringing, and that could taint reality. And one thing that is so key, especially if, you know, we're overcoming any type of trauma or have experienced any type of betrayal from anyone, or just have our own personal insecurities with different situations, I've learned and I've experienced, I just had to come to a place to ask God, God, please give me eyes to see and ears to hear what's true, what you were seeing, how you see the situation, not my perception, because your perception is your reality. But what you feel, you know, your feelings aren't facts. They're valid, but they're not facts. And a lot of times, like you said, the only way that you're going to come to a place of understanding with anyone is communication. Communication. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to. And it's such a complex dialogue. And, you know, honestly, we have to pray warfare prayers, because the very tactic of the enemy is to try to pervert and twist reality and perception to interfere with relationship. So, you know, we have to ask him to not only renew our minds, but renew our thought processes, how we interpret information. And for us, say and communicate things in love, because some people are just tactless, you know, and they express things. But just letting the Holy Spirit be our filter to try to avoid all the chaos, all the confusion that could come.
Something you said that I'm trying to think what it was. I cannot remember. It'll come back, I promise. But you said quite a mouthful, because one of the things that I know that will cause a lot of, is we get emotional. We get that false impression, that false morality, and we immediately become emotional. And instead of responding to something, we react to something. And when we react to something, it causes a whirlwind of issues that's very unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about going to God, because you have to have that discerning spirit. You have to have that prayer. You have to have it to discern what is that reality. Because honestly, the enemy is going to feed on that. That's when he was like, "Hey, that portal is now open, and now all them little because they come in legions. They don't come solo, because you know they can't handle us being solo. They come in legions." So they come in legions, they start feeding that. Okay, well, you know that person so-and-so. Well, it did look like so-and-so and so. You know what? I think they did so-and-so and so. And they start feeding. They just start feeding and they start feeding. And once you allow that portal to come in and you don't have that armor of God on, even if you let that leak and that little crack in where they can seep in, it just causes a situation that really doesn't need to be there. And not only that, you start thinking one thing when in fact it's totally it's not even a reality. It's a serious false reality, as a serious false perception, and then the misperception, and then you get deceived, and then you get so full of whatever that deception is that it becomes your actual truth, your actual truth. And after it becomes your actual truth, now you start telling your cousin, your brother, your family, your this. Now you done got everybody on the bandwagon on your false reality.
That's it.
Unbeknownst to the person that you're doing it for on. Not even a God. Not even a God. So now you done caused that, all of that, on someone that didn't even deserve it. Now, have I been victimized of that as well? Yes, I have. I remember being in college, my freshman year in college, and I couldn't understand why this person was not talking to me. I was like, I know I haven't done anything, but I just prayed and I prayed and I prayed to show revelations. I'm going through that right now at my job. I don't understand, you know, but it's to a point at this point where God has put it in your hands, because I know I've never done wrong, nothing that I know of. I know, you know, I've done everything that I possibly can, but I found out in college that it was based on a lie. It was based on a lie. And I was like, wow, you spent all this time not talking to me. Well, you could have just came and talked to me about that. See how things just turn things around, because you know, once you become the person that does it to someone, and then you become the victim of it. So you got to be careful of that too.
You definitely do, because you don't know what people are going through nowadays. And I mean, just going back to the topic of what you said. You may look at something, you may look at someone, and they may look all together from head to toe and could be so hurt and so broken inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea. So we have, like you said, it goes back to being discerning and asking God to help us discern, because if we don't, we can get ourselves in some situations or get entrapped with some people who are just not good for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They may take us down a path that we didn't expect or anticipate to go on, and it was all because we were drawn in by what it looked on the outside and didn't have any idea what was on the inside. And you know, it just makes me think about someone that was extremely close to me. And for the longest time, they were just distant, disconnected from me. And everybody who knew me, they knew me as a free-spirited person, spontaneous, you know, just always smiling, always laughing. And didn't hear from the friend for a long time, and they were truly upset with me. I mean, just upset. And when we finally got a chance to communicate, and they thought I had just been a horrible friend, wasn't there in their time of need, discovered that I experienced such a deep depression and a crisis after losing a child. And, you know, I had a miscarriage, and it just turned my world upside down. So it's like people, a lot of times, because of their false assumptions, because of the perception that they have in their mind, and a lot of times the pride that they have will hinder them from reaching out to you. Because like you said, that battlefield of the mind, the battlefield that's going on in your mind, you run with one negative thought or question, and all he does is keep pouring gasoline on it, building a bigger fire. But it all goes back to communicating, like you said, with your friend. The key to it all is come into that place where you can be honest and vulnerable, to say what you mean, and to not go another day. We don't know what's promised to us. We don't know if tomorrow's promised to us. So, I mean, it's in our best interest to live each day on purpose, with purpose, and make sure that everyone who's around us, who we're connected to, know exactly who we are. No false perception, no assumption. If you love somebody, you need to let them know that they're loved. Don't play no games, you know? Life is just too short.
It really, really is, because so think about, you know, we can take this on different levels. We could take it from it's friendship. You could take it from siblings. You could take it from family, other family members. And let's go to the church just for a quick second.
Oh, my gosh.
You could take it to the church. And, okay, so you have this false impression that, well, the pastor was talking about you, or the pastor was feeling a certain kind of way, and you develop this false impression. And as a result of this false impression, you start having these certain feelings about your false impression. And instead of being able to have this conversation or whatever, you done developed some type of, you done felt some kind of way, so now you done started falling back. Well, maybe I shouldn't worship, or maybe I shouldn't, you know, serve, or maybe I shouldn't do whatever, because I don't, you know, I'm feeling like he's feeling, not getting a confirmation that he's feeling, but I'm feel like he's feeling I should do this, so why should I be investing, or why should I be doing this? Well, first of all, you ain't doing it for pastor in the first place. That's number one. But, you know, okay, so now you find out, well, pastor ain't really had nothing, wasn't even thinking about that, think about you, or think about that situation like that. You the only one on your own little island all by yourself. On your own little island all by yourself. All by yourself.
Now, you said that.
Yeah. And you got to be careful, because I was in church a couple weekends ago, or maybe last weekend. And the pastor was just talking about how the enemy will use one person, that one vulnerable person, and start messing with their minds. As you say, the battlefield's in the mind. And then all you need is that one seed right there, and then it'll start going and trickling down to others. And the next thing you know, you got like a little, you know, quote-unquote posse or whatever. That thing hit me. It hit me very well. It hit me very hard. Because the person I was talking about is me, because I was feeling a certain kind of way. And I was like, well, as much as I love to serve or whatever, I was feeling a certain kind of way. But then I was feeling like, well, why should I, when I was feeling kind of way, and come to find out, you know, I always knew that I'm always one of those type of people, I like to confront things. But when I'm not in a position where I can confront, then I'm left with, okay, I'm just left with my thoughts. So in this scenario, I was like, okay, well, I'm not able to talk about this situation. Why am I not able to talk about it? But the truth of the matter is, it wasn't the time to talk about it. But God found the perfect timing for it, because last weekend was the weekend after that sermon, as a matter of fact. And when I mentioned it to him, and I said, well, you know what? And he said, what did you learn from the sermon? I was telling what I learned. I said, well, actually, I had to learn that when I'm dealing with people, especially men and women of God, that I have to take self out of it and remind myself we're all human. We're all human. We're all human first. And as long as I remind myself that you need to worry about Chyna, you worry about what you're doing for God, what Chyna is doing for God, you ain't got time to worry about what other people is doing. And if you feel a certain kind of way, you give it to me and give it to God. Versus trying to resolve it yourself, because when you try to get into stuff, you're going to cause a big chaos and stuff. And as I said, those false realities to start kicking in, and then false perception, and then you lead to your own so-called truth, which ends up being false truth, you know. And when I learned to give it to God, and learn about making sure that I'm living right and doing right, and remember that I'm coming there to get the word. I'm not coming there to be liked. I'm not coming there. I'm coming there to serve God, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to worry about how this man is doing, but how this servant is feeding me. And that's
right.
What I'm going to be more concerned about. And I was so happy that God allowed that opportunity for us to have that conversation, because I'm very real. If I'm wrong about something, I have no problems admitting I'm wrong. And in this case, I just made, you know, I told him what was going on. And I was happy because I like exposing stuff, because I just got to a point where I just can't do it. But when I finally submitted to God and said, this is what I want to do, I'm no longer holding it, it finally just came out. And I mean, just like I said, I'm going through this fasting period, and all these shifts are happening in my life. And this was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a stronghold, and I just cannot have that. I just don't like anything having control over me. When I was able
right.
to come to my pastor and say, listen, this is how I've been feeling, this is what's going
yeah.
on, he didn't even know. That's the thing. He didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know this was going on. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was like, I didn't know what was going on. So, he, you know, it was beautiful because he released that of me. He forgave me and released it of me. And I was like,
yeah.
it just goes on to show when, you know, how many other people besides myself, because I'm sure I'm not the only person that's felt that way in church or whatever the case may be, but
yeah.
I don't mind sharing that for the simple fact that because I know if I'm going through it, other people have gone through it too. And I'm
Most
just
definitely.
Here to say, you know, tell people that sometimes when you get caught up in your church and stuff like that, and your pastors or even your other church members, and sometimes the enemy will put stuff in you, or, you know, you get this misconception, and then you start feeding on that, and it's based on misconceptions. It's based on a
yeah.
lie, you know. And instead of feeding that misconception, go and ask, have that conversation, and have a conversation with them and say, hey, I'm feeling so and so and so and so, and then find out the truth. And once you confront that and be done with that, it is done, and you don't have
it's
to worry
done.
About that. Don't leave that
it's
word.
Done.
Don't leave that place with that and take it home, and now you done slept on it, so now you shouldn't even go to bed like that anyway. I learned
exactly.
you can't go to bed like that, you know. Go ahead and tackle that, deal with that, and then let the enemy know, all right, you tried, but it ain't going to work. So I just
That's
want to
right.
encourage someone because, like I told y'all before, you know, this is real stuff because this is the reality of some of our lives, you know, and we have people that deal with that. We have to let people know because you have other people out there that may be going through the same thing as well, and they need to know there are other people out there such as Pacina Kirkendall, Barbara Bennett. I want to call you Mathis for some reason, but Barbara Bennett. But I actually know somebody else named Barbara Mathis, believe it or not. Barbara Bennett as well, and tons of other people out there who've gone through stuff like this. You know,
that's
just
funny.
Go out there because those false realities will lead you into a place you ain't trying to be. And you, listen, it leads you into a place you can't get out, and only God will be able to bring you out. So I'm just going to
yeah.
encourage you, you know, don't live in those false perceptions. And if you're not clear on something, you know, get that truth. Truth will always set you free, and that is a very true
That's
statement,
good.
You know.
Yeah.
And be humble. Be willing to deal with the reality
mm-hmm.
of truth, because some people don't like to hear truth.
Ooh, that sounds
truth
like my
is,
husband talking to me.
Yeah, you don't like to hear truth. I love truth. I'd rather you tell me the ugly truth than a pretty lie any day.
You said it. Any day.
And some people enjoy living in lie. I can't. I just can't do it. I can't. I cannot do it.
No.
But some people prefer to live in a lie. And I don't understand that, and they're comfortable with it. And I'm like, how could you be okay with that? How could you be okay with the false impression? I don't get that. I don't get that.
Well, I think a lot of people are responding out of fear. Whenever they're complacent with living with a lie, It's because they're either ill-equipped or they're unwilling to face the truth of what might be revealed because they don't know what the next step should be, or they're not willing to take that step. So, it's more comfortable to stay in that lie. But, no, like you said, that truth is going to make you free. And you are going to be able to be launched into whatever your destiny is going to be. You can't be held back by a lie. So I totally agree with you. You've got to be willing to not only give the truth, but to be able to receive that truth. And it starts with just being honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, starting with yourself, you know.
Yeah, you know, it always starts anytime you deal with any situation, before you go to others, look at yourself first. Check yourself. That's what I had to learn about me. I had to learn and check me first because I was quick to go, you know, tell someone about themselves, but I would never check me first. And then when you try to check me, oh, no, I ain't trying to hear that. No, I'm not trying to hear that. No, it's like, no. God was like, no, sweetheart. Let me sit you down for a quick second. Let's deal with some of your realities here. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you have to learn to deal with truth. It's the only way. The only way. It's just so many things going on out here. It's so many. And I'll be honest with you, if you're not in touch with your spiritual life, or if you don't have some type of spiritual life or connection going on, you're going to miss out on a lot. Because a lot of our battles right now are not carnal. It's not carnal.
It's not. Mhm.
Yeah. It's not carnal. You gotta be careful.
We have to be careful, and that has to resonate with this generation now, because they live in a false perception that I can live any way that I want to live, and I could still get to heaven. No, that's a very big false perception. You are going to be held accountable for everything that you do, say, and think. What's in your heart? And I think it's doing people a disservice to avoid some of those sensitive topics like homosexuality and things like that, to be completely honest with, this is what your truth is going to be if you don't stop living in the false reality that this is what you're going to be able to do.
Mhm. I'm up here listening, texting, because I have people that usually text, like someone I know. And like I said, this is Fatina Perkinall with Chronicles of a Fallen Woman. If you're just tuning in, or you would like to join in, those who can benefit from this tonight's topic is everything glitter and gold. We're talking about false perception and how it can cause unnecessary chaos and confusion, and some of the ways we could do to resolve that or try to avoid that in the future. You can have them call in and listen to the show at 914-338-1552. That number again is 914-338-1552. I also have an email address for those of you that love the email and do not want to call in at all. You can do that by emailing me at C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. That's C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. And for those of you who like to tune in, and sometimes I have people that will actually tune in, listen in, and will actually text me. If you want to chime in, all I'd ask you to do is if you could just say chime in, and when you text me at 678 887 6789441. That number again is 678-887-9441. And if you don't want to chime in, if you don't want to be on the air, you're more than welcome to say, hey, just want to say something or just say something, then I will be more than happy to read what you text on. So what I'm going to do is I have someone who wants to chime in, and I'm going to get them on in just 1 second. So just be patient with me. I will get you in just 1 second. But Barbara, as you were saying earlier about the younger generation and how people have this misconception that, you know, I don't know if they feel like they got all the time in the world, or they're living this false reality that I'm not sure what they're living in right now. It's a false reality. Mm-hmm. I can say that. Or I have mm-hmm. some of them who have this quote-unquote relationship with the Lord. And mm-hmm. you can quote them all day. You can, you know, everyone has their relationship. It's not for me to tell you whose relationship is better. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
It's not my place to do that. But right. what I can tell you is this, you know, if what you're doing defies what he is about, then just keep that in mind. It's not for me to judge it, and I'm not going to do that.
Not
but what
at all.
I am going to tell you is this, is that that we all got to be held accountable for what we do. And as a result of that, you know, we all going to have to answer. So all I'm going to say is this, with no judgment here, we all going to be held accountable for the things that we do. Just know this, that if you die today, where are you going? That's one of the things I have to always remind myself. If I die today, where am I going? And I want to go to heaven, I'm going to heaven. And I make sure and I work hard to get my way there. So as I move forward, I want to thank you for tuning into Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I now have you on the air. Who have the pleasure? Hello? Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
It sounds like Miss Roxanne.
It is.
Hello, Miss Roxanne. How are you? Thank you for tuning in.
Great. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I'm sure you've been listening. Everything glitter ain't gold.
Yes. It was interesting that that's the topic. I had a conversation on Saturday with a couple of my girlfriends, and we were kind of talking about this younger generation and how when we were growing up, we didn't have social media. So, you know, somebody getting 500 likes and you got 10 and you're like, oh, I'm not pretty. You know, just that type of stuff that our
mm-hmm.
teenagers
mm-hmm.
have to deal with today. We didn't have that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were just discussing how, you know, these kids, when they have difficulty in their lives, they think it's going to last forever. Like,
mm-hmm.
they just thinking about the suicide rate of these young people, and they're like, oh, well, these people don't like me. I don't have this. This person has a car. They have all these nice clothes because it's what they're seeing in social media and, of course, reality TV. But then I thought back about something. I was at a women's conference last month, and one of the speakers was speaking about social media, and she was talking about adults. And they were talking about how there's such an uptake in depression because, I'll say we because I'm an adult, we are looking at Facebook and seeing this young lady and he proposed to her on the beach and, you know, horse-drawn carriage and they're married and you like, Lord, I've been single for 10 years and I don't have, like, we're looking at these people's lives, what they're showing us. And then we're looking at our lives and comparing the two, like, okay, God, why isn't this and this and this happening for me?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you have no idea who is going on in these people's houses. You know, you're looking at, oh, this couple, they're always on vacation, you know. They're always in Dubai or on a cruise. And guess what? He also is cheating on her. You know what I mean? We get so caught up in what we think is people's lives, like it's glittering. And so we're like, oh, that's nice. But you really don't know the truth. So even as adults, we have to be mindful that we don't get caught up in the hype. Like you said, everything mm-hmm. that glitters ain't gold. And so just mm-hmm. because somebody's life looks or appears to be perfect, you have no idea what those people have to go through. Like, I have never been the type of person that wants to keep up with the Joneses. And I just jokingly say stuff because I'm jokey, but, like, someone thought I got a car because they got a new car. And I was like, dude, when I see y'all have new things, the first thing I think is, dang, they got a lot of bills. So I don't want to be the Joneses, you know what I'm saying? I don't mm-hmm. know what the Joneses are doing to pay their bills. I don't know how much stress they have in their house. I'm going to stay in my house and deal with what I got going on and not focusing on, you know, just what we see out there. Like, it kind of makes me sad when I think about reality TV and our young black girls. It's entertainment, and I think some of us get it confused. We think something is entertaining. We don't see the entertainment in it. We think it's real life, and it's like, mm-hmm. no, that's entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's why a reality show has, like, 20 editors, you know.
That's true.
But I just feel like our girls are looking at these things, and they think this is the life. Oh, that's how life is. Oh, yeah, I can do this. Like, I'll just be a little bit personal, but I was just thinking about my daughter, and she was saying she wanted to go in the Air Force, and I was like, I'm not sure if you want to do that. I was in the military. I'm a veteran, and I have issues. I have PTSD. I've dealt with so many different things that I just do not want my children going in the military, and my daughter didn't want to go in the Army. She wanted to go in the Air Force, but I felt like someone was giving her this false image of, you know, oh, it's this is that. And, you know, I said, well, you know, the military is like college. They just tell you what to wear. You know, it's a lot more stricter. I think it's whatever your job is, you still have to go to school. And I felt like somebody gave her this false image of the military. And then, mm-hmm. You know, the president, you know, did this airstrike, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, everybody getting mobilized and going off the war, and it was kind of like, hello. And I said, that was the point I was trying to make to you, that it's not this, you know, you're going to be cute in your ROTC uniform, you know, you're going to look nice mm-hmm. in your class A's. Granted, you will, but that is not what it's about. The military is mm-hmm. not about being cute. And, oh, I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to get paid, and I'm going to get to travel. And I wanted her to see the real. Like, I didn't want to discourage her, but I knew that her perspective and her impression was not correct. It was false. No, I haven't mm-hmm. been in the Air Force, but I've been in the Army. And I know that there are certain aspects of it that have gotten worse. Like, I just for our young people, I wish the adults, but it's kind of hard for them because they're caught up in social media and, you know, that type of stuff too. But I really wish people would take more time to understand the real and the truth behind things and, the like you said, you know, the ugly truth, and not be swayed with these pretty lies and, you know, manipulative words. And like, no, this is really what it is. What you're seeing mm-hmm. is not what that's about. You think, oh, she got a good man. Oh, he kind of jealous, but he buys her everything. Yeah, and then when they get home, he beats the crap out of her. You know, I just want people to be real and be honest and not just look and say, ooh, you got it made. You have no idea what I'm going through behind the closed doors in my house. And quite frankly, I don't think people are supposed to know. But at the same time, you know, I don't think I'm a fake person. I go through struggles like everybody else. But don't assume for one minute, like, oh, she's a young girl, you know, she got her own house, she's single mom. Yeah, but you have no idea what is going on behind the scenes. So don't look at me and say, oh, I want to be just like her. That means you want to go through all the struggles I went through. You want to go through the abuse I went through. You know what I'm saying? You want to go through everything I went through.
I was just going to chime in on that. You know, when I was married, my ex-husband and I, we were a struggling couple at first. And then we started going, we coming into ours, but it came with hard work and sacrifice. And a lot of people had that misconception that we had it going on like that. You don't know what we went through to get to where we are. What are you talking about? Now, if you want to go through what we went through, I say, hey, go for it, because you'll learn to appreciate your stuff more. But my point is, I'm with you. You don't know what a person has gone through to get to where they are. So don't have that misconception of whatever it is that you have. And you said a lot when you said Facebook. You know, we look at Facebook and people are like, oh, man, well, no one liked me, liked my page or like this. But you notice that somebody else got a whole bunch of likes. Really? Come on now. You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, my thing is, do you really want a friend from Facebook?
Right.
Because to me, Facebook is just more so, well, let me see what she's doing in her life this day. Do you really care, or do you just want to see what's going on?
Nosy.
That's what you have to really decipher. What are the motives behind that? Some people, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying everyone's like that, but the truth of the matter is you don't know what their motives are. And, you know, I love Facebook for the simple fact that I love the fact that I've been able to reconnect with people I haven't seen or heard from in years. I love it for that reason.
And keep in touch.
But there, exactly. But, like, when I'm fasting, I'm not on Facebook. I could care less what goes on Facebook. I'll catch up when I catch up. But guess what? It's just like The Young and the Restless. You can go without watching The Young and the Restless for years. And you watch Young and the Restless. I could watch Young and the Restless tomorrow because I'm off. And I can guarantee you I'll catch up in 30 minutes, not even 30 minutes, because it's the same stuff. The same people still on there. Maybe a few people die like Ms. Chancellor. But, you know, other than that, you catch right back up just like that. Facebook is no different. You know, it's just real-time stuff. And people, to me, it kind of gives a sign of something else. It's almost like an insecurity and other things when you base your life based on other people. You know, especially when you talk about other people who can put anything on there. I can say anything on Facebook, and people will go with it. Unless you knew me, you're not going to believe anything. I mean, you're going to believe anything I say. Unless you really know me, you're just going to believe anything I say. You're not going to actually know. I could be living in a cardboard box, but I could paint a picture that I'm living in a Beverly Hills mansion. You don't know that. I could just put something in the background or be walking somewhere or whatever and just take a picture and be like, hey, this is how I'm living right now, and you'll go with it. It's that false perception. You know, back in the day, you know how people would just take pictures on cars and stuff like that, try to make it seem like, especially guys, try to make it seem as if they're balling, shot calling, and they not hardly balling, shot calling. What's that song, Scrubs by TLC? You know, feeling like they in the passenger side. Their best friends, right? Trying to holler. And then there are some times when you have the owner of the car that actually sits on the passenger side because they want to scout and see what people are really all about. I respect people like that. They want to see what they're about, because when I came to Atlanta, and it's still present to this day, in Atlanta, and I have Barbara on the line with me too, one of the things I learned about Atlanta is people are all about cars, their house. They want to know what kind of car you have. They want to know how much is your house and how much money you make. Those are the three top things that they want to know. I could care less about any of that. I just don't. For me, I have me a Honda. I have my car payments $164. I can afford, and my car payment is not more than my rent. Okay? I'm not struggling, and I have a house of furniture. So I don't have no big house, and I have no furniture in it. Okay? So I'm not going to sit there and perpetrate no fraud because I can't live in my car. I'm not going to be rolling up in a Beamer in an apartment complex. It's just not going to work for me. But I've just learned in the Atlanta area, honey, it's just all about that false perception. You just want to give that perception that you're just balling and start calling because you're in Atlanta. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And I can't do it. I can't. I'm still that country girl from South Carolina. All I want is a car that's reliable, that's going to get me to and from where I need to go. I need me a warm place where I am, where my rent is paid for and is on time, and I'm going for home ownership next. That's my goal for 2020 and double vision. And when I go there, I'm good. I'm still good with my Honda because I'm not trying to take on no extra expense. I am not trying to do that. I'm just trying to pay off my Honda because I'm not trying to have another car note. I haven't had a car note since 2006. For me to have a car note now, I'm just like, what? But, you know, I'm grateful because I was able to get it at the price I needed to get it to. You know, I don't have to have all that. I don't have to have all these, MK Michael Kors? I don't even know who that was. That's so sad. But I did. I didn't know who that was. I was like, I don't know. You know, I don't get with that. All the coach purses I have been given to me. I don't get caught up in that. I'm not going to put on this. I just want something that's going to carry around. I don't even like carrying big purses, but because I'm a diabetic and stuff, I have to carry my monitor. I have to carry certain stuff. So that's the only reason why I even have a purse. You know, that's it, because it's up to me. I'll be like a man, I get a wallet, and I'm good. But I can't.
But that's just the bottom line. Status is based on the stuff you got.
It's based on money. I've just never seen so much craziness in my life. I've never seen it. And it's interesting to me because I'm trying to think. It was a movie I saw. It was like one of them low-budget movies. But the girl was really she was really peeping the guy who she thought had money. And only come to find out he was perpetrating a fraud. He just wanted to get what he wanted to get. You know, he was perpetrating a fraud. So, it's, you know, we just have to be careful with these false perceptions and false realities, because it'll get you caught up in something you ain't got no business getting caught up. And we're not even going to talk about the HIV epidemic going on here, because people, I'm like, you know what? You have a lot of people with HIV that looks like just like you and I. They're just as gorgeous as they want to be, but just HIV positive to the fullest. And you get caught up in the money and nice cars and a good conversation, and you'll have no history on this brother, and yet you want to sleep with him. Mm-hmm. I just don't get that. And then you want to know why, or these women who give it to these guys, and he hit it and quit it. Now he ain't thinking about you no more. Not only he ain't thinking about you no more, he done left the deposit, and that's something that penicillin can't cure.
Yeah, it shows the self-esteem. You mentioned, like, the women that are, you know, they're taking these pictures on social media, and I tend to have a Dr. Phil kind of, you know, background, because I've gone to counseling, so because I'm constantly looking at me, when I get on social media sometimes, if I see a person that is constantly posting selfies, like, every single day, I could tell you what this person wears. That's assuming I go to their page and look every day. The first thing in my head, I'm like, wow, God, you know, that person has really low self-esteem. Or if every picture you post is a profile of you from the side, showing your whole body, and, you know, every picture is a booty picture, or you your back is to the camera, and you're looking over your shoulder because you need everybody to see your curves. Like, for me, immediately, I just think, God, people so... Their self-esteem is low. They're worrying about their status with these people on Facebook. And I'm like, they need to be worried about their status with you. Like, yes, I think I'm beautiful.
Yes.
And, you know, every now and again, I might take a selfie or whatever. However, that type of stuff, to me, it just shows that we have so many things going on deep within us that we need to look deep inside. Like, you need to ask God to show you you. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, it's strictly a self-esteem thing. Like, how many dudes going to like your picture? Well, of course he going to like all the pictures you post where you showing your tootatata, whereas I'm going to post a picture with me with my dress that comes past my knee and my little blazer and my, you know, my pearls, because I like my pearls. And I look like some church lady, but I don't feel like a church lady. I'm just saying, you know, compared to you, you're going to get 5,000 likes. I'm going to get 50. Oh, well, I'm not judging it like that. Of course a man's going to like that. Of course. You that's like putting a piece of steak in front of a dog. Like, you don't think he's going to salivate? Come on now. Let's be real.
Well, something that is very interesting. When you say that, when you ask God for the truth, be careful what you ask God for. But what my thing is,
right,
this, I totally agree with you. Ask God to show you you, and then ask him for the strength to receive what he has to say about you.
Exactly.
You
can have a change of mind if you don't know the truth. When the Bible talks about be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that means a change of thought. That doesn't mean like you're going to keep thinking the same way. That means you have to change. Well, why? Something has to trigger that. When God shows you who you are, you're supposed to be like, oh, wow, okay, God, I need help. I need you to help me, you know, put somebody in my life that can help me change the way that I'm thinking about this, you know? But you're right, God. I mean, you got to be ready for the answer.
Yeah. Don't ask questions you can't handle the answers to. Don't ask questions you can't handle the answers to. So, Ms. Barber, before I end up wrapping the show, what do you have to say as final thought?
Oh, God, y'all summed it up so perfectly. And I love what Roxanne said, you know, ask God to show you you. And when he does that, you know, knowing that we're all flawed, beautiful people, you have to be willing and ready to do the work, put in the work. And I don't know. I think one important thing is always going to God and asking him to show you the truth of every situation. And that is going to shut down any false perceptions if you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you with how you're looking at things, how you're approaching it. He will put his words in your mouth. And we have to do that daily. We got to do that daily, or because we can mess up all by ourselves. But, yeah, just letting everything be filtered through him.
Yeah, I totally agree. Barbara and Roxanne, I really appreciate you all just tag teaming on tonight. I love when I can get real people with real. Just thank you all for being open and honest and just expressing. I really, really appreciate that. Roxanne, you know, everyone say you're my favorite. Not favorite, but you're like one of the, Roxanne is like one of the locals, you know. Everybody knows Roxanne.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Barbara, thank you so much. And I'm looking to have you on. You're like one of my biggest cheerleaders, and I appreciate you for that. And I thank all those who have tuned in or who are tuning in tonight. And if you know of someone who has missed the show, you're more than welcome to catch the show anytime on demand by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/chroniclesofafondlewoman.com. Let me re-say that. It's www.blogtalk.com/chroniclesofafondlewoman. That is it. I love your email. Thank you so much for your support in Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Like I said, God gave me this vision many years ago, 2008 to be exact. And it has just been a pleasure and a privilege to be here and just submit to him, because this has been a long time coming. And I cannot do it without your support. So I just thank you for your constant support. Please email your thoughts to COAFwoman coafwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that number is coafwoman@gmail.com. And for my gentlemen, for my people, period, that's out there, once again, let me just remind you, do not live on false realities. If you're not sure about something, please go and talk to that person, because the truth will always set you free. There's no need to live in chaos and confusion. You should never let your head hit a pillow with a false impression, because that leaves the enemy room to do what he needs to do. My name is Fachina Kirkendall. This has been another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. God loves you, and so do I. Have a good night. Be blessed.